Welcome to ICIS Chemical Shipping News, supported by the TT Club, the leading provider of insurance and risk management services to the transport and logistics industry. Visit us at ttclub.com.
Welcome to ICIS Chemical Shipping News for the week starting Monday, the 29th of October 2007. I'm Simon Robinson.
And I'm Nick Savidi.
So, Nick, what have we got this week?
The methanol cargoes that were prevalent last week, they seem to have taken a bit of a downturn.
Mm-hmm.
We're not sure if that's because there isn't so much methanol around or if there's just congestion at the ports. And then, of course, there's the hijacked ship that was captured yesterday.
Oh, really? Well, let's save that for later. But what's happening with methanol? Because last week it was sounding like it was really boiling up.
Last week, nearly 60,000 tonnes, 59,500 tonnes fixed, and some 100,000 quoted.
Mm-hmm.
This week, slightly less. Mm-hmm. But I heard there's seven ships in Trinidad port.
Mm-hmm.
Either they're waiting to load, or as one broker cynically put it, there's just congestion at the port, and maybe there isn't any methanol there, and they're just hanging around.
Surely they wouldn't all be there for just for the sunshine, would they?
Who knows? Who knows? There's so many ships hanging around at the moment that it's having an effect, a big effect on all the markets. So
right, and you were talking about the rates being pretty flat. Is that the case all the way around the world?
It's not the case all the way around the world. Asia is pretty buoyant.
There is a bright spot.
There is a bright spot. It's always in Asia. Trade from Asia to Europe and from Asia to the US is not so bad. Trade around Asia is also pretty buoyant.
Cool.
Lots of stuff coming out of the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, the trade from Europe to Asia is pretty desperate.
Yeah.
Not so many cargoes out there. I'm being told that there's a difficulty in getting product out the Arabian Gulf because it's difficulty getting ships to go there in the first place. I mean, if you can get the ship there, you can get the cargo out.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody wants to ballast there because of the cost of bunker fuel, for example,
right,
which is extremely high.
Oh, that's interesting. So presumably the North European and the sort of transatlantic shippers are maintaining or prolonging their contract negotiations.
According to one broker that I spoke to, they were saying that the ship owners are actually waiting, trying to drag these things out to get a maximum benefit from any recovery that might happen. But in Europe, for example, last week I was reporting that brokers are saying there's more cargoes around. We're beginning to see the green shoot, as I wrote in my report, of some sort of recovery.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like there's been a frost.
And
those shoots have been killed off. Because this week they're saying that it's just not happening. And you're not seeing any spot cargoes at all.
But there's nothing crueler than frost in April, is there?
Nothing.
Or
October.
We'll get into that.
But in the Baltic, another example for you, a lot of the CPP ships were pulled out of the Baltic.
Mm-hmm.
But the rates have still not recovered to any great extent there, as I'm told by the brokers there. And as one put it, just because the few ships have gone, it doesn't mean there are few ships there. It just means there are fewer ships.
Sure.
And that's generally the problem all over the place. You know,
too many ships, too few cargoes.
Too many ships, too few cargoes.
Mm. And the Mednik.
The Mediterranean region's been the worst hit, as you know, over recent weeks. But one owner has been telling me that he's had two ships open. They've been open for 3 days when I was speaking to him on Friday. He doesn't think he'll get a fixture for them till sort of mid-November.
The middle of the month,
middle of next month. They're very concerned about it. It's the same owner that told me they were going to shut their commercial department.
Sure.
And actually transfer to Amsterdam. Just at their Turkish office.
Right.
And they were scrapping two ships.
Mm.
I think it's pretty desperate. And he's not, by any means, the only owner's broker that's saying...
They're suffering like that.
That they are suffering, yeah.
Sure. Now, what's happening with the hijack?
Really interesting. The ship, the Golden Nori, loaded in Singapore on October the 15th. It loaded a number of cargoes. You know, it's got 20 tanks, 11,700-tonne deadweight.
Yep.
It has cargoes on board that are used for producing nylons and polymers, synthetic rubbers, and plastics.
So it's a proper chemical tanker full of...
It's a parcel chemicals. tanker, 1996 built.
Nicely new. Nice
modern
piece of equipment.
Stainless steel tonnage.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly.
So where did this happen? South China Seas?
It was heading for Aqaba, and it ran into hijackers off the coast of Somalia in the Gulf of Aden.
Oh, right, okay.
And according to coalition forces, who've been in touch with the International Maritime Bureau, which also runs the piracy centre in Kuala Lumpur.
That's right.
They're saying that the ship is now in Somali territorial waters.
Mm-hmm.
Crew of the ship sent out a distress call.
And has anybody been able to contact them since?
No contact since yesterday. The owners and the International Maritime Bureau have both tried to contact the ship, mm-hmm. but there's been no response. Now, I spoke to the International Maritime Bureau, a guy called Cyrus Moby, he's a senior analyst there, and he tells me that the region is known for hijacking, and the usual reasons for the hijack is ransom.
They're in it for the cash, basically.
They're in it for the money.
Sure.
So the cargo isn't that interesting. The ship and the crew are unlikely to be harmed.
Unlikely. Yeah.
They want a ransom.
Yeah.
They want the money.
Before they let the ship go on its way.
Exactly. And, of course, for the people in those industries where some of these cargoes were destined in Europe, then that might be a problem.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we'll watch that one very closely as the week progresses, and I'm sure there'll be more about it in your report on Friday.
I hope so. I'm keeping in close contact and daily contact with the International Maritime Bureau, and I've spoken to the owners as well. Mm-hmm. But at this stage, the owners, Dorval Shipping in China, aren't talking.
Okay. Thank you very much, Nick.
Thank you.
You've been listening to ICIS Chemical Shipping News, sponsored by the TT Club. Innovating in insurance and risk management since 1968. Visit us at ttclub.com.
The contents of this recording are copyright, read business information, and all rights are reserved. We hope you enjoyed listening, and please listen again. Contact me by email at simon.robinson@isis.com.